Now, remember being a nervous kid singing at your Christmas concert in your school auditorium? Okay, now imagine your auditorium is St. Peter's Basilica, and your audience is the entire world. In Rome, some 30 children prepared for that this year. Angelica Marin has a story.
A group of 9-year-old boys from a Catholic school in Rome in one of their daily lessons. Here, reading music is as vital as math and grammar. The teaching is strict. Theory and vocal technique before lunch, then rehearsal. The goal is to sound like this. Here at Scola Puerorum, Latin for boys' school, Vatican teachers attempt to transform 9, 10, and 11-year-old boys into professional singers. They're plucked from parishes and schools around Rome to sing in the Sistine Chapel Choir, the Pope's Choir. It's up to music teacher Adriano Caroletti to make sure the third graders have what it takes.
Non è semplice a un bambino di 8 anni parlare di respirazione, di diaframma.
It's not so easy to talk to an 8-year-old about breathing from the diaphragm and vocal posture. You need to know how to approach them, make it a game for them. Only then you can explain to them that they must become mini professionals. It's really not easy.
Caroletti would know. He too was once a student at the school.
Comunque da bambino affronti questo clima, questa.
As a kid, you're confronted with this climate, this musical experience that stays with you for your entire life.
The choir's been around since the Middle Ages. Back then, women were banned from all aspects of the ministry, so preteen boys complemented baritones and tenors. Today, the Vatican still argues, their unique high-pitched timbre cannot be produced by girls. The choir performs all year long and at special ceremonies. The boys sang at Pope Francis' inaugural Mass last March, and soon they will be with the Pope again for Christmas in St. Peter's Basilica.
My name is Beniamino. It's the first time I sing in Christmas with the Pope, and it's big emotion.
It's also a big responsibility. Imagine being told that you're the Pope's special little helper, so the last thing you want to do is let down Pope Francis. For 9-year-old Francesco, it's a real job.
Noi facendo questo mestiere,
he says that if the boys make a mistake, it's as if the Pope messed up. If they sing flat, it's like they're embarrassing him personally. It's possible the kids might have gotten that idea from the Sistine Chapel choir director, Monsignor Massimo Palombella, a priest and composer. Palombella is intensely focused and a bit on edge, but very effective.
La più grande sorpresa che si ha con I ragazzi.
What's most surprising about the children is that if you create the right educational climate, they are capable of the highest professionalism. I would dare say a level of professionalism that goes beyond adult singers in terms of commitment, motivation, and preciseness.
But not without more practice. So Palombella invites me to leave. He then turns to his singers, raises his hands, and rehearsal begins again. For the world, this is Angelica Marin, Rome.